Knowledge is light, knowledge is light, knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم has stated Adorn your gatherings by reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For indeed, by reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this shall be nur for you on the day of judgment.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi. Wa ala alihi wasallam. Many viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to the last and final episode. Yes, this is the finale. This is the final. MashaAllah, we had 12 teams competing from 12 or on behalf of 12 different cities. And as time went by, some of those teams were eliminated. We have two teams remaining. Which two are these? You would all know. Alhamdulillah, first, we have team Birmingham, mashallah, and as well as this, we also have our team Bradford. Now, Madi viewers of Madani channel, long awaited, alhamdulillah, this is the entire competition itself. And now, mashallah, especially this competition, Birmingham versus Bradford, some people would be thinking, yes, we were, and we anticipated that. We were expecting this, mashallah, both teams have been shining. Throughout the from the very beginning itself, mashallah, always on the top. A huge thank you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all our audience, especially mashallah, who have joined us, to our judges who have been here from the very beginning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them too. Alhamdulillah, the question is, are we ready?
Ready,
Ustaz. Team Birmingham, Team Bradford, audience, are we ready? MashaAllah, a question. Sometimes we do pose this to the audience, don't we? How many here are supporting Team Birmingham? Ooh, that's quite a lot of hands, isn't it? We are in Bradford, but MashaAllah, have you won them over? It seems that's what's happened, because many of these brothers are possibly from Bradford itself. How many are supporting Bradford? Allah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. A lot of the same brothers have put their hands up for both. So maybe they don't want to be on the losing team. So, you know, play it safe. Let's support both of them, and later maybe they'll change their minds. But if you was, let's take a look. This is the final competition. MashaAllah, we have had various segments. Let's see which segments we have for today. Segment number one, we have a memory test. Next, true or false. Third segment, multitasking. Fourth, spin the wheel, the famous spin the wheel. Fifthly, we have match it. Second to last, we have the spell test. And the last and final segment of the day, Q&A. That's questions and answers. Allahu Akbar. First, inshallah, let's begin with, before we do move to our segment. Team Birmingham, mashallah, as we were saying, three Huffazi Quran, mashallah. And we have student, sometimes a student of mashallah Dawlat al Hadith Sharif, our Umar bhai, mashallah, inshallah, very soon he shall be becoming a Madani. May Allah Ta'ala grant him barakah. We have our Danyal bhai, who is a physics student, and we have a English teacher, Hafiz Shahab Sahab. That's
both Hafiz.
They're both Huffaz too. Okay, with the exception of one, mashallah, they're both Huffaz, and one, inshallah, soon to be Madani too, inshallah, and Team Birmingham, three Huffaz. We have Brother Tariq, who is an audiologist. Yes, and mashallah studying sign language. So that's where, and we've seen mashallah throughout that when it came to sign language, it's Team Birmingham. There's one thing I've noticed, Brother Tariq's always been quiet. He's been nervous from the very beginning. How are you feeling today?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. What do you think?
Alhamdulillah, we're feeling confident, we're feeling relaxed. This is it now. There's no more being knocked out. It's either you win or you lose. And there's no real
you
losers.
You could be knocked out in this too, don't
you? Well, I mean, there's no real losers, is there? we bought some support from Birmingham. We've got our HIFS teacher in the audience as well.
Okay, so who is your HIFS teacher from the audience?
Hafiz Adnan, you can stand up.
MashaAllah, so the teacher of all three of you.
Yeah. And the truth is, and if it wasn't for them, we would not be standing here today. Allah. He's like a father to us. He sacrificed his entire life for us.
He's like a father.
We owe to him with our lives, to be honest.
MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless. How about you guys?
Confidence, Tasa.
Who do you have supporting you? Who do you have here supporting
all
you?
All the hands that you saw coming up there, they all have supporters. We got some spiritual supporters as well. I can see them here, some all around there. So, alhamdulillah, I think it'll be
and
a good
how are you feeling confident?
Confidence, Tasa. We're in the preparation, inshallah.
That's the question. Are you going to win?
Du'as of the mother, so inshallah. That's the main thing.
Allah. You've taken your mother's du'a.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Ji.
MashaAllah, the mother's du'a. That's a weapon. Which is cannot be matched. Allahu Akbar. But if you were over the channel, Team Birmingham, Team Bradford, quiz time you are watching today is the very final competition. We are going to begin with the first segment. And what is our first segment? Our first segment is memory test.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
The memory test, my dear viewers on the channel, yes, you may have guessed, we will be testing their memory, how good your memory is. Now, previously, you were made to watch a video and then answer questions based on that video, but now it's been changed slightly. In my hands, I have, you could say, a pack of cards. These are plain cards. Plain cards. Well, they were plain until something was written on them. And these cards, have they're 40, that's 40 for each team. Both cards are the same, exact replica. You understand? Each set of cards, there are 40 cards with 40 different names of the old Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. You will be given 3 minutes. You could do it between yourselves as a team. You will be given 3 minutes to memorize all of these names. Have you understood? To memorize all of these names. At the same time, upon this card, there is also the name of the city, or a city, the city in which that same Imam is buried, their resting place. Not only the city, but then also the country. You will need to memorize the names, and you will then need to be able to state the names. Have you understood? Then in the question and answers, I will be giving you questions. And the questions will be, I'll mention a particular name and you will tell me in which city, if I ask the city or if I ask for the country, then in which country it is that that person rests. Have you understood? You only have 3 minutes. Have you understood that?
Yes.
Both sides understood? I will be handing over the cards.
Can we converse when the question is asked?
Yes, you can confer. Yes, okay. You can. You can speak to each other. Now, firstly, you're not allowed to turn them over until I say so. Firstly, you will have 3 minutes.
Understood?
3 minutes each time just to learn those names and try to remember the cities or the countries. Then, firstly, how we will begin is, from each side, you will need to mention one name. You will mention one name, we'll move to them. They will mention one name. You'll have 10 seconds each. Mention a name, and then you will need to mention a name. Then you guys will mention one, until we've completed all 40. If you have forgotten some, or if your 10 seconds passes, then we'll move to the next one. For each name given, you will gain 2 points. And after this, we will have the questions from those very same cards. You understand?
Is there any bonus points in this?
Is there any bonus point? Not necessarily a bonus point, but it'll go back to yourself. For example, if they're not able to mention any more names, then we'll go back to yourself. And then we could come back to them. Maybe they can mention another name. and then we'll go back to yourself. Have you understood? Both teams, you understood? Audience members, have you understood? You don't need to understand, it doesn't matter, as long as they've understood. MashaAllah. But do keep a note, hopefully we will be, remember, we will be turning towards ourselves too, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Yes, when you are ready, you can discuss, you can confer, speak to each other. What will your strategy be? Are you ready?
Yep.
Team Bradford's ready. Team Birmingham, are we ready?
Sure.
Now when I say so, then you can take the cards. You'll be given 3 minutes. You could take the cards in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of thee.
3 minutes is what they have.
Let's learn knowledge of thee. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of deen. Let's learn knowledge of deen.
Time. If you could please put all the cards back together. That's it. Thank you very much. Now when I ask, we'll begin from the right, inshallah, team Birmingham. I will ask you for a name. You will need to tell me that name. Have you understood? And then I'll tell you whether that is correct or incorrect. For each name you have 10 seconds. We will take one at a time. Let's begin, team Birmingham. One name, please.
Imam Qastalani.
Imam Qastalani. Excellent. Team Bradford.
Ibn Hajar Asqalani.
Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani. Brilliant.
Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha.
Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha.
Nizamuddin Awliya.
Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya.
Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an.
Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Excellent.
Mia Muhammad Bakhsh.
Hazrat Mia Muhammad Bakhsh. Brilliant.
Hazrat Khadija.
Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha.
Imam Jazuli.
Imam Jazuli radiallahu anhu rahmahullah. Brilliant.
Imam Bukhari.
Imam Bukhari rahmahullah. Excellent.
Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal.
Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmahullah. Again, brilliant.
Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam.
Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Brilliant.
Abdul Razak al-Sana'ani.
Hazrat Abdul Razak al-Sana'ani. Excellent.
Imam Shafi.
Imam Shafi'i. Brilliant.
Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu.
Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid. Again, excellent.
Imam Busairi.
Imam Busairi rahmallahu ta'ala.
Ghosipak.
Ghosipak. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmallahu ta'ala. Brilliant.
Hazrat Musa Suhaj rahmatullahi alayhi.
Hazrat Musa Suhaj rahmahullahu ta'ala. Again, brilliant.
Shah Rukni Alam.
Shah Rukni Alam. Excellent.
Anas bin Malik. May Allah be pleased with you.
Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu an. Excellent.
Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz.
Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz.
Data Ali Hajweri.
Hazrat Data Ali Hajweri.
Data Ganj Bakhsh.
Hazrat Data Ganj Bakhsh rahmallahu ta'ala. Brilliant.
Hazrat Ali radiallahu.
Hazrat
Ali.
Brilliant.
Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi.
Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu anhu is already done.
Hazrat Badshah Peer.
Hazrat Badshah Peer, brilliant again.
Abu Ayyub Ansari.
Hazrat Abu Ayyub Al Ansari radiallahu an. Good.
Salahuddin Al Ayyubi.
Hazrat Salahuddin Al Ayyubi rahmatullahi ta'ala. Very good.
Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu an.
Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu an.
Hazrat Khadija radiallahu an.
Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radhiyallahu anha was done. Your turn.
Hazrat Akil bin Muslim.
Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil.
Excellent. Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil radhiyallahu anhu. Team Bradford, very good. Team Birmingham.
Hazrat Bahauddin Multani. Bahauddin.
Hazrat Bahauddin Multani rahmallahu ta'ala. Yes, brilliant. Birmingham.
Let's learn knowledge of thee.
Imam Nabalusi, rahimahullah.
Imam Nabalusi, no.
Imam Nabawi?
Imam Nabawi, no.
Imam Ash'ari?
No.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah.
Ganja Shakir Rahimullah?
No. Hazrat Abdullah Shah Ghazi Rahimullah Ta'ala. Otherwise, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, a brilliantly answered both ways, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. We are now to move to the next part of this same segment though. Now you will be questioned. I will mention a name from these individuals you have just read. Upon these cards were what? A name, there was a city and a country. You were supposed to memorize and relate the name too. But the cities and countries just memorized. And now I will ask you, each team will be given 4 questions. I will give you a name. I'll ask you whether or in which city is that person buried or in which country is that person buried. Have you understood? Are we ready, both sides? Yes?
Ready.
Team Birmingham, yourself, the first question is, Hazrat Peer Meher Ali Shah, Rahmallahu Ta'ala, in which city are they buried?
We say Iraq.
Iraq is not a city, Iraq is a
Multan.
Country. Sorry?
Multan.
Multan, that is incorrect. And there is no bonus point for this one. Team Bradford, yourselves. Hazrat Baba Tajuddin, Rahmallahu Ta'ala. Which city are they buried in?
They're buried in Nagpur.
They're buried in Nagpur, India. Brilliant, MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Team Bradford. Next, Team Birmingham. Hazrat Abdul Razak Sana'ani Rahmallahu Ta'ala, in which country are they buried?
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan again is incorrect. The correct answer to that is Yemen. Back to Team Bradford. Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, in which city are they buried?
Baghdad Sharif.
In Baghdad Sharif. Team Birmingham. Next question for you, sir. MashaAllah, at least you put a smile on. Team Birmingham, the question is, Imam Ghazali, rahmallahu ta'ala, you have to know this one. In which city are they buried?
Baghdad.
Baghdad Sharif, MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Brilliant. Back to Team Bradford. Team Bradford. Imam Tirmizi, rahmallahu ta'ala, in which city are they buried?
Tirmiz.
In Tirmiz.
MashaAllah,
Azza wa Jal. Team Birmingham, the last and final question for yourselves is, Imam Maturidi Rahmallahu Ta'ala, in which city are they buried?
Maturidi.
Maturidi. A brilliant guess, but that is incorrect. The correct answer is Samarkand. So many people do get mixed up. Imam Bukhari, they think is in Bukhara, but rather it's in Samarkand, or the outskirts of Samarkand. And Imam Maturidi, rahmallahu ta'ala, they think maybe his name after the city. So maybe Maturidi, a brilliant attempt there, but that is not the correct answer. The correct answer is Samarkand. And the last question for Team Bradford is, Hazrat Nuruddin Zengi, rahmallahu ta'ala, in which country are they buried?
Syria,
excellent, mashallah. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, very, very close. Up until that last question and answer, Team Bradford has taken the lead.
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. And how many points have you gained? And Birmingham have a brilliant 30 points. We've not heard no subhanAllah from the audience. Whereas, MashaAllah, Bradford has gained 6 points.
SubhanAllah.
Which means, MashaAllah, there are 6 points ahead.
SubhanAllah.
How are you feeling?
Alhamdulillah, feel confident, Ustaz.
MashaAllah, that is the end of the first segment. Let's move towards the second segment of the day. 6 point difference, no problem. You can catch up. InshaAllah, the next segment is true or false.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
For this segment, my dear viewers of the channel, the competitors, the contestants will be given some statements. And then you could call them questions if you wish. And you will need to tell me whether these are true or whether they are false. And in return, I will tell you whether that's true or whether that's correct or if it's incorrect. For each correct answer, you will gain 2 points. But remember, for any incorrect answer, this cannot be passed over as a bonus point. As well as this, the points, the answers would be needed to be given immediately. When study will not be given 30 seconds, nor will you be allowed to confer to speak to each other. We already understand this. We've done it many times. Team Birmingham, are we ready?
Yes. Inshallah.
Team Bradford, the ball is in your court. The ball is in your court. Now let's see, inshallah, if Birmingham brings it back and takes it home for the Birmingham brothers or not. Subhanallah, mashallah. That's quite a big reply there, mashallah.
More confident than us. They're more confident than us.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be okay.
Mashallah, Team Bradford. The first question, if you like, is true or false? Malik is the name of the angel who is the custodian of paradise.
False.
Alayhi salam, excellent. The Dajjal shall never be able to enter Makkah al-Mukarramah and Al-Quds al-Sharif.
False.
False. Excellent. The blazing fire became cool and peaceful for Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam.
False.
Excellent. It is kufr to say Bismillah when consuming alcohol, fornicating or gambling.
True.
Brilliant. Laughing during the funeral prayer does not invalidate a person's ablution.
True.
Brilliant. No children will be born in paradise.
False.
Brilliant. It is permissible to kiss the forehead of the dead person before he is buried.
True.
Excellent. A Muslim is forgiven for a prohibited act he was unaware of.
False.
Brilliant. It is incorrect to burn Islamic papers, but permissible to bury them.
True.
Brilliant. Eating could be a form of worship for a Muslim.
True.
During eating, raising the left knee and sitting on the right leg is not sunnah.
True.
True. Excellent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called back the sun for Hazrat Ali radhiallahu anhu for Salatul Asr.
True.
Excellent. The name of the author of Ihya'ul Ulum is Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala.
True, sir.
Malak al-Maut means the angel of death.
True.
Even angels used to feel shy of Hazrat Uthman Ghani radhiallahu anhu.
True.
The place of birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Al-Madinatul Munawwara.
True.
That is false. Next, Team Birmingham. The month of Shawwal does not come before the month of Ramadan.
True.
The blessed shrine of Hazrat Imam Bukhari is in Samarkand.
True.
Imam Malik rahmallahu ta'ala is not the leader of the Malikis.
False.
False. Surah Rahman is called the heart of the Quran.
False.
The blessed shrine of Hazrat Shahbaz Lal Qalandar rahmallahu ta'ala is not in Sahwan Sharif.
False.
One reads 10 virtues for reciting one letter of the Holy Quran.
True.
The backbiter will be raised in the shape of a monkey on the Day of Judgment.
False.
Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu is the first Khalifa.
True.
Excellent. That is the true and false segment. It has come to an end. With the exception of one. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, full points either way. So 2 points have been knocked off for Team Birmingham. There was a potential of 24 points. You were given 12 statements, true or false. And for this segment, Team Birmingham, from 24 points, you have earned 22 points. And Team Bradford, from 24 points, you have earned and gained a full 24 points. MashaAllah. The next segment, and this is multitasking.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
Multitasking, what is required from the contestants? They must perform many tasks simultaneously all at once. That's the whole point of multitasking. Now, mashallah, we've seen this previously too. There will be the screen, you can say, will be split into two sections. On one side, there will be various domes popping up. You will need to count one of those domes. Every time that same dome comes, you must tell us how many times it popped up. On the other side of the screen, there will be various digits, numbers. And every single number, you must add them all up at the same time. Remember, if you were to only get the numbers correct, You still gain 1 point. But the only way to gain 2 points is getting the numbers as well as the dome. We all know, we've understood? Team Birmingham, remember, for this segment, one person is multitasking. One person has to be able to perform many tasks. So you will need to choose one person from your team to come out and be able to answer these. Let's begin this time with Team Birmingham. Team Birmingham, is it the regular Brother Nasir you're choosing? Brother Nasir, come along then. Are we ready, Team Birmingham? Team Bradford, ready, no bonus sir. Points for this. Audience, are we ready? Remember, you need to count the number of domes. Not all of the domes, only the one we tell you. For this, it will be Huzoor Data Ali Hajweri Rahmallahu Ta'ala. Are we ready? We are ready. Let's go.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
Ooh. It seemed at the end you sort of...
Yeah, I lost myself by four numbers from the end.
Four numbers. You gonna give it a shot? Just give it a guess, so...
I'm gonna guess 11 domes and 144.
11 domes and 144. Birmingham, do you concede?
I agree.
You agree?
Yeah.
Just for the sake of agreeing, or...?
I don't really have an answer, so... Yes.
You don't really. It has been made quite difficult, hasn't it? Especially for the finals. It is the finals. How about you guys?
Michelle?
Yeah, of course.
12 domes, 164.
12 domes, 164. Did you do that on your own or was that together?
That was on my own.
That was on your own. How about you guys?
Stay halfway.
The audience, anyone? Yes, let's have, inshallah, at the front.
Oh. 6 domes and 163.
6 domes, 163. Anybody else?
Muhammad Abdul Rashid Tari, Bradford. I said, I counted only 6 domes, I don't know about the figures.
You don't know about the figures, but you count 6 domes, mashallah. And the correct answer is... 6 domes, 162. Brilliant attempt there by Birmingham team. Bradford, your turn. Who's going up?
Hafiz Shahab.
Hafiz Shahab. Why Hafiz Shahab?
He was close.
Because he's an English teacher?
No, he got it correct last time.
Because he got it correct last time?
G.
Did he? Do you think he's going to get it correct this time?
Inshallah.
Yeah? Let's have a look. It has been made much more difficult this time. Let's go, team Bradford. The water past the dome, the blue one, you will be counting.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Knowledge is but a light which Allah.
You think you've come up with an answer?
Somewhat. Seven domes and
the numbers, the sum of 156 is your answer. Anybody agree? Nobody agrees with you. Good luck with that one. Anybody with another one? Yeah, let's inshallah move towards the audience. Let's see who has the correct answer.
7 domes and 186.
You got help of him, mashallah. What about the domes? Did you count the domes yourself? You counted the domes yourself, 7 domes. But they told you it was 186. Anybody else? Anybody agree? All right, we've got another brother at the back.
Six dome.
Six dome.
And 182.
182, so he disagrees with. Let's take a look. What is the correct answer? Correct answer is 7 domes and 185. Very, very close. Even from the audience, it seems you're better alone. Maybe you should try doing both yourselves. You got the domes right. Maybe try the numbers yourselves as well. Back to Team Birmingham. The second one for yourselves. Again, Brother Nasir. Are we ready?
Yep.
You have Team Birmingham?
Yes.
Team Bradford, are we ready?
Ready, sir.
Let's
ready.
Go.
Is in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
It was a big number. It was something like 186.
Ooh, 186 did you say?
Something like that.
So what is the final answer?
We go for 191.
That's your answer.
An eight dome.
Allahu Akbar. Team Birmingham, do you agree?
No.
Team Bradford.
I'm always lost on this assault.
Anybody from the audience? Yeah? Yourself again?
7 domes and 182.
Allahu Akbar. Let's take a look. What is the correct answer? 7 domes. 182.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah.
So MashaAllah, we've got a correct answer from the audience there. What do you think, judges? MashaAllah, we have Hafiz Afakar Sahib also sitting in the judges' seat today. Do they deserve a gift or should we ask the
MashaAllah, he really tried hard. And this time he says, I bet I'm going to get it right. So mashallah, he's got it right. Brilliant.
Mashallah. Let's give him a gift then. Mashallah. Mashallah. Well deserved. Nevertheless, the last one of the day, Team Bradford.
Come on, sir. Let's go.
Again, Hafiz Shahab Sahib. The last clip. Let's turn to the last clip. Audience members, a brilliant gift has been given away today. For that person who gets it individually, inshallah, another gift will be coming your way. Let's go to the very last clip. You will be counting the dome of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein, radhiyallahu anhu. That's the gold dome.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
You seem confident.
I bought six domes
and the numbers you have added to 170. What do you guys think?
I was going to say eight domes and 167.
Eight domes, 167. Team Bradford?
I think he's in the right range. I don't know.
I think he's got the numbers right.
You think he's got the numbers right? They're all numbers. Does that mean he's got you all right?
Well, you said don't, but he's got the number. I know he's got that.
The number he's got right. Yes, audience, anybody? Yes, inshallah.
I think he's got six domes and 101.
Six domes, 101. Anybody else?
Seven domes.
Seven domes, mashallah. There's another brother. Let's see if he's got it.
Seven domes, 197.
Seven domes, 197. Oof. If you could pass the mic to the brother at the back.
I got six domes and 177.
Six domes, 177. But the correct answer is... Let's take a look on the screen. The correct answer is... Seven domes, 170. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla team. Bradford has gained 1 point for getting the numbers correctly. And in this segment... For this segment, Team Birmingham has gained 0 points and Team Bradford has gained one single point. Four segments remaining, and the next is where we always turn towards Team Birmingham. Let's see if Team Birmingham can live up to their reputation. The next segment, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is Spin the Wheel.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
Spin the wheel, my reviews of the channel. What shall take place in this segment? You shall spin the wheel. What do you think, easy? MashaAllah, yeah. You've all been here before, you know. Are we ready? Team Birmingham, Team Bradford?
Ready, yes, sir.
This time I think Team Bradford is going first. What do you think? Give the wheel a spin. We have Brother Umar. And that has landed on the orange.
Knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Now remember, for this segment you will only have 30 seconds. And your answer must be given within the 30 seconds. And at the end, for a bonus thing, the other team can attempt to give an answer. Are we ready, Brother Omar? Let's take a look. What do you have? Woohoo! If you could please move, make your way over here. You have 30 seconds.
Voices. What's the first word? Lower voices.
Lower your voices.
Lower your voices. Close.
Second word. Lower the voice. Lower their voices.
Lower their voices. Excellent, mashallah. So now it's the final. We need to be spot on. We need to be spot on word to word. Excellent there. Mashallah. Team Bradford, mashallah. Team Birmingham. We have Brother Tariq. Give the wheel a spin.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Light blue.
Let's learn
you ready? Leave it out. You ready? 30 seconds.
Opportunity.
An opportunity, mashallah. Now what's happened is, some people will be thinking, Allahu Akbar, what's happened is, it seems like you made your own languages, haven't you? They made their own languages, each team's got their own way. As long as you've got your own way, you've come prepared. That's all that's required, mashallah. A brilliant attempt from both sides. Back to Team Bradford. Give the wheel a spin.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge.
Purple.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Ready? You sure? Team Bradford, are you ready?
Ready, sir.
Let's go, 30 seconds.
Two, first question. Worldwide. Keep on going.
Again.
15.
Keep on.
10.
World.
world life.
Time. I think he was only able to get to one word, but maybe you want to give it an attempt. Team Birmingham for a bonus point.
Worldly education.
Worldly education. The first word was right, worldly, but the second was blessing. Worldly blessing. So no points there for Bradford. Birmingham, you wanted a chance to come back, to catch up. Here is your chance. Give the wheel a spin.
Which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Purple again.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Are we ready? Can I take a look? Oh!
Which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge
is.
Oh. Power. Power! 2 points for Birmingham. Team Bradford.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Give the wheel a spin. That was a quick one. And it's a yellow. Let's take the yellow envelope. Open up that yellow envelope.
I'm taking one from underneath.
Oh, it seems like an easy one. You have 30 seconds.
Heart, liver. Lung cancer.
Lung cancer! MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal.
Let's learn knowledge of
Team Birmingham, the last and final one for this segment.
Which Allah places in the heart.
Yes, orange.
But a light which Allah places in the
You ready?
Heart. Let's learn
30 seconds.
Two words. S-H-R. It's
right.
C-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H-R-S-H
MashaAllah, the end of this segment. MashaAllah, Birmingham has gained for this segment from the three. Each and every single one was answered correctly, which means that throughout the entire tournament, you have answered every single one of these correctly.
SubhanAllah.
And you have for this segment a total of 6 points. And Bradford has gained a total of 4 points.
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. So things are beginning to tilt. That was the fourth segment. We have three segments remaining. The next segment is Match It.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
Match It. My dear viewers, inshallah, this is testing their observational skills. Now, there will be a number of circles, five different ones, A, B, C, D, and E. And from these five, all five of them will be looking very, very, very alike, very similar. But only two are exactly the same. We're going to say only two clearly match, only two are identical. And this is your job to tell us which two are identical, A, B, C, D, and E, from these five. Are we ready? Now, previously we had those five circles. Yeah? For the semi-finals, there was a little bit of twist where some disappeared and others came. Now for the final, there is another twist, and you can say literally a twist. What do we mean by that? Should I tell you, or should we just wait to find out?
I think we've probably figured.
Oh, you probably figured. Well, what do you think then?
I think it'll be spinning.
It'll be spinning, yes! So there'll be spinning too.
Bonus point.
Bonus points, okay. No bonus points for that one. But let's see, inshallah, maybe you'll get one. Remember, for this segment, there are no bonus points.
Okay.
For this segment, there are no bonus points. Are we ready, Team Birmingham?
Yeah.
Team Bradford, are we ready?
Ready, sir. Ready.
Audience, are we ready?
Yeah.
Yes, inshallah, let's go. Who are we starting with? Previously, we started with Bradford. So now we shall begin with Team Birmingham. Remember, only one person will come up. You cannot confer. And we have our legendary brother Nasir. Birmingham is starting to make a comeback. Let's see if they can catch up to Team Bradford. We have the first one of the day.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Knowledge is but a light which Allah.
You come up with an answer?
Yes.
What's your answer?
A
Alpha?
Alpha and Echo.
And Echo E. Do you agree?
Yep.
Yeah? Team Bradford, do you agree?
Agree, sir.
You got it easy?
G.
Really? How about the audience? Who agrees? Okay, then what do you have?
A and D.
You have A for Alpha, D for Delta, you can say. Who agrees with him? Nobody agrees with him. Let's see what the correct answer is. And the correct answer is A for Alpha and E for Echo, mashallah. Brilliant. Team Birmingham. Team Bradford, who are we having? Who's coming up? Why him?
He's pretty good at this.
He's pretty good at this?
Yes. We predetermined and he's going to go for this.
Inshallah. Do you think you're going to give the answer?
Inshallah.
Let's see.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Knowledge is but a light.
Come on with an answer. Easy?
Yeah?
Easy enough. The answer was? B and D. B and D. Do you agree?
Yes.
Do we agree? Team Bradford?
G, sir.
Yeah? Audience? B and D. Hands up. Anybody with anything else? What do you get?
C and D.
C and D is your correct answer. There's another brother with his hand up.
C and E.
C and D.
E.
C and E is what you think is the correct answer. C and E is what he says. Do you agree with him? No, you don't want to change your answer? You sure? You want to stick with the answer because it's sure, you're certain. Let's take a look. What is the correct answer? B and D.
MashaAllah.
Brilliant.
MashaAllah.
Team Birmingham, the second and last one for this segment. Again, we've got Brother Nasir coming up. I think he's ready. I don't need to ask that question. He's ready. Yeah. Are the audience ready, everyone? Yes? Let's go.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
What is your answer?
The answer is C and D.
Your answer is C and D.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Team Birmingham?
Yes.
Team Bradford?
Agree.
The correct answer is?
Is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
C and D. Bradford, the last and final one for this segment. We got the same brother up. Brother Daniel coming up. He's ready, you ready? You sure you're ready? Let's go then.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn.
Really? Yeah. Your answer is? C and E. I've seen you. Yeah?
Jesus.
C and E.
Yeah.
Do you all agree? Audience members, do we agree? Let's take a look. Is that the correct answer?
Allah places in the heart.
Yes.
Allah.
MashaAllah.
Well then, that is the correct answer. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. That takes us towards the end of this segment, which means we have two remaining segments. And these two segments we have seen many a time. Game changers. Many a time. Let's go to the second to last segment. And that is spell test.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Spell test. Now previously in the first round we had the 100 most misspelled words. Which do seem quite easy, but they're not very easy, are they? That's why they're more the 100 most misspelled in the English language. Previously, mashallah, we had quite difficult words. And these words which we have now are supposed to be even more difficult. They're supposed to be even more difficult and considered difficult by many people. But as we did say, the spell test many times we have seen before is a game changer. We have Team Birmingham and Team Bradford. Each individual for this segment will be given two words. You will not be allowed to confer. Remember, if you make a mistake but then correct yourself, 1 point shall still be deducted. But if you give a complete answer, only then will you gain 2 points. Are we ready, Team Birmingham?
Inshallah.
Team Bradford, are we ready?
Ready, Ustaz.
Yes? Oh, the audience. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's go. The first word, Bradford, for yourself is Umar Khan. The first word is bourgeois. Not an easy word. Bourgeois, it's taken from the French.
B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S.
Excellent, mashallah. Team Birmingham, cantankerous. Or cantankerous is the word.
CANTANKEROUS.
Excellent! The audience is leaning towards one side, aren't they? Team Bradford, curmudgeon.
CURMUDGEON.
Excellent.
Inshallah.
Team Birmingham, decaffeinate.
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places.
DECAFFEINATE.
Excellent, mashallah. MashaAllah, brilliant. 2 points there for Brother Nasir. It didn't seem as if he did correctly so,
yeah,
but I was listening very, very carefully and you didn't mention the next letter, did you? So you stopped halfway even between mentioning the letter, yeah, which is completely fine, brilliant. Next, Team Bradford, the word for yourselves is denouement. This is for our English teacher.
DENOUEMENT.
Excellent, mashallah. This is for Team Birmingham. The word is hydraulic.
Let's learn knowledge of this. Knowledge.
HYDRAULIC.
HYDRAULIC. He's confident. That's the correct answer.
Mashallah.
Allah. I saw a game there, but no, mashallah, he's confident. Brilliant there, Abu Bakr. Next word for Bradford is nonpareil. Is having no equal.
N-O-N-P-A-R-E-I-L.
Excellent!
MashaAllah.
Team Birmingham. Pantomime.
Can I clarify, you're just saying pantomime?
Yeah.
P-A-N-T-O-M-I-M-E.
Brilliant! Back to Team Bradford. Two words left. The next word is potpourri. Is any mixture of unrelated objects or subjects. No, you don't do chemistry, you do physics, don't you?
Yeah. I got P-O-T. P-O-U-R-R-I.
Brilliant! Prairai.
Yeah, I got you. P-R-A-I-R-I-E.
Excellent, mashallah. The last and final word for Team Bradford is sapphire.
S-A-P-P-H-I-R-E.
Sure? Excellent, mashallah. The last word for Birmingham for this segment, for this final, for the whole of Quiz Time 22. And this is for Brother Abu Bakr from Birmingham. Are you ready, Brother Abu Bakr? The word for you is sequoia. I pronounced it right, haven't I?
Sequoia, yeah.
Sequoia, I think it is. Yeah, sequoia. I think it's sequoia. Or sequoia, whatever, as long as you spell it right.
S-E-Q-U-O-I-A.
Excellent, mashallah! That's Team Birmingham, Team Bradford, the spell test. Mashallah, every single word has been spelled correctly. There were six words given to each team, to each individual. Each correct word gained you 2 points, which means that Birmingham, after this segment, has gained 12 points. And Bradford has also gained 12 points. Please do remember, when we do say Subhanallah, the intention for saying Subhanallah is to glorify Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Mashallah, the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Team Birmingham, Team Bradford, we have one more segment to go. The last and final segment of the day.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen.
Q&A questions and answers. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, each team Birmingham, Team Bradford, there shall be given 12 questions. You will have 30 seconds to give an answer. Yes, you are allowed to confer, and I would advise so too. Do not rush and give answers, because sometimes they may, by mistake, give a wrong answer. Are we ready, Team Birmingham?
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, previously we began with Team Bradford, so now first question towards Team Birmingham. Question number one is, how long did Hazrat Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, govern as a Khalifa?
It was 2 years, 3 months, and 11 days.
Excellent, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Team Bradford, the first question for yourselves is, what is the kunya of Hazrat Hakim ibn Hizam radhiyallahu anhu and his relation to the clan of the Quraysh?
Hazrat Hakim bin Hizam, his kunya is Abu Khalid, and he's from Banu Asad, a sub-tribe of Quraysh.
Brilliant, mashallah. Birmingham, what was the Sariya of Ubaidah bin al-Harith?
Which Allah places in the heart.
In 2AH, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent Ubaidah bin al-Harith towards Rabigh with 60 to 80 muhajirun. This army that fought was later known as Sariya Ubaidah bin al-Harith.
Excellent!
MashaAllah.
Azza wa Jal. Back to Team Bradford. What tribe did Hazrat Qais ibn Kharsha rahmallahu ta'ala belong to?
He belonged to Banu Qais bin Salba.
Banu Qais bin?
Salba.
Salba. Excellent, mashallah. Next question for Team Birmingham. Where did Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiallahu anhu appoint Hazrat Umair ibn Sa'd al-Ansari radhiallahu anhu as governor?
It was in Al-Hams in Asham.
It was in?
Al-Hams. Hams?
Yes, Hams, Hams in Asham. Excellent, mashallah. Team Bradford, who was Amr al-Bahrani?
He was the father of Hazrat Miqdad bin Aswad Kindi.
Brilliant, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Team Birmingham, after how many years of Aam al-Fil was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu born, and when did he pass away?
But a light which Allah places in the heart.
He was born 2.5 years after Aam al-Fil, and he passed away on the 22nd of Jumad al-Akhir, 13 AH, Tuesday night.
Brilliant! MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Team Bradford, what clan did Hazrat Abu Talha radhiallahu an belong to?
He belonged to Banu Najjar, sub-tribe of Banu Khazraj.
A sub-tribe of Banu Khazraj, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Team Birmingham, who was the son-in-law of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, the nephew of Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radhiallahu anha, and the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Zubair bin Al-Awwam.
Excellent, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Bradford, on the hand of which companion did Hazrat Abbad ibn Bishr rahmallahu ta'ala embrace Islam?
He embraced Islam on the hands of Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair.
MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal, brilliantly answered. Team Birmingham, what is the family lineage of Hazrat Usman Ghani radhiallahu anhu?
Which Allah places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places.
It was Uthman bin Affan bin Abu al-As bin Umayyah bin Abd al-Shams bin Abd al-Manaf.
MashaAllah! Excellent, Alhamdulillah. Next question for Team Bradford. How many essentials does repentance contain, and what are they?
It contains three. The first one is to acknowledge the sin. The second one is to have remorse and regret. The third one is to intend not to ever commit the sin again.
Brilliant, mashallah. Team Birmingham, after how many men did Hazrat Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu embrace Islam?
After 31 men.
After 31 other men, mashallah, Azza wa Jal.
MashaAllah.
Again. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Brilliantly answered there from Team Birmingham. Bradford, who was the first one to narrate a hadith along with the chain of transmission?
Hazrat Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri.
Hazrat Ibn Shihab Zuhri, rahmahullah ta'ala. Brilliant, mashallah, Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah.
Team Birmingham, the question for yourself is, what town
Was Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu a native of?
It was Ram Hormuz, Persia.
Ram Hormuz, Persia. Brilliant, mashallah. Team Bradford, we're coming towards the last few questions. The question for yourselves is, which king was first to accept Islam?
Ashama Najashi.
Excellent, mashallah. Hazrat Najashi or Ashama radiallahu an, mashallahu azza wa jal. Team Birmingham, the question is, name the parents of the great companion, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an.
His father was Abu Sufyan and his mother was Hind bint Utbah.
Radiallahu anhum, brilliant, mashallahu azza wa jal. Next question for Team Bradford, and the question is, who was the first to call out the Adhan?
Hazrat Abdullah bin Zayd.
Hazrat Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu an was the first to call out the Adhan. Brilliant.
Subhanallah.
Team Birmingham, the next question for yourselves is, name the parents of Hazrat Shurahbil ibn Hassana.
His father was Abdullah bin Muta'a and his mother was Hassana.
Brilliant, mashallahu azza wa jal. Excellent. Team Bradford, when Imam Azam radiallahu an presented salam in the following manner at the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, As-salamu alayka ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Then what reply came from the blessed shrine?
The reply came, Wa alayka as-salam ya Imam al-Muslimin.
When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his great tabi'i, Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu an, when he came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, As-salamu alayka ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen, O master of all of the messengers. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Wa alayka as-salam ya Imam al-Muslimin.
Subhanallah.
He replied, and peace be upon you, O Imam of the Muslims.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah azza wa jal, brilliantly answered. Team Bradford, back to Team Birmingham. The question for yourselves is, when is masha not permissible after purifying oneself and wearing socks even?
Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
When the person performs only tayammum.
When the person performs?
Tayammum.
Is that the complete answer?
Yes.
I'm going to take that to Team Bradford. Team Bradford, I need a complete clear answer.
Can you repeat the question?
I cannot repeat the question.
Knowledge of the
After performing tayammum, doing masha of the socks is not allowed.
The correct answer, what's written here is, masha is not permissible if one wears the socks after performing tayammum. So no point for that one for Birmingham. Also no bonus point there. Next question for Team Bradford is, how many conditions are there for a bead and what are they?
There are four conditions of a peer. One condition is that he must be Sunni with correct beliefs. Two is he must not be an open sinner. Three is he must have enough knowledge to extract rulings from the books of fiqh as per his own needs. And four is he must have a continuous chain to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
Excellent, mashallah. Team Birmingham, the question for yourselves is, which fard does not have qada for it if it is missed?
It's the Salatul Janazah.
The funeral prayer, mashallah azza wa jal. And the last and final question of the day. The last and final question of the year, we can say. For Team Bradford, the question is, which person has been commanded to perform tayammum after performing wudu?
Places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places.
This is the case when a person who is a Jumbi, he needs to do ghusl, but he doesn't have enough water. So he only has enough water to do wuzu. So he will only do wuzu with that remaining water that he has, and to point the place of the ghusl, he will do tayammum.
Excellent, mashallah. The last and final segment of the competition, mashallah. We've had a brilliant competition. This is the finals, Team Birmingham, Team Bradford. For this segment in particular, Team Birmingham, you were given 12 questions. Team Bradford was also given 12 questions. From those 12, 11 were answered completely correctly, which means you have gained for this segment a total of 22 points.
Subhanallah.
And Team Bradford, every single question throughout the entire competition, not one question have they been asked when they have given a wrong answer.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Team Birmingham has been working very, very hard, and we've seen this throughout the competition. Throughout the competition, mashallah, each and every single day, you have been given so much time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Allah ta'ala is the one who rewards. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you all, mashallah. Team Bradford, a good start. I wouldn't say a very, very strong one, but they improved. Team Bradford, mashallah, they improvised, they improved, they changed, they bettered themselves. And this is what this is all about, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. For us to learn, for us to better ourselves. How much would you have learned? Let's take a few comments, inshallah. Team Birmingham, Brother Tariq.
I'll go first. I'm actually embarrassed to say how much of this I should have known beforehand that I didn't know. So I picked up really good foundations, and I wanted to read more about the Prophet's life and so on. And I think now I've got a good base, inshallah, to start from. And I know a lot of the personalities that I wouldn't have known otherwise. So
mashallah, because of this competition, so much for you, you know, to have learned, alhamdulillah. How about yourself?
Alhamdulillah, I'm just happy to spend time in the company of my brothers over here. And I've learned
just them, what about the rest of us?
And everybody else as well. Allah. And alhamdulillah, the whole process has been amazing as well. And alhamdulillah,
brilliant.
Alhamdulillah, it's been a very good experience inside, during the competition, and outside. It was amazing to see many, many different brothers coming from different parts of the country to compete within this. And all brothers have been amazing, from Blackburn to Coventry to Bradford. All the brothers have been amazing.
You don't memorize all the teams, have you?
And I can't remember the second team. And for Alistair, I can't miss them. You got Dr. Sabin there, and he's going to kill me. Well, alhamdulillah, the experience has been amazing, and alhamdulillah, I do not regret everything that's happened, and I wish the Bradford team the best, mashallah. They deserve it. They worked very, very hard, and they gave a lot of time, and they gave a lot of love as well, before the competition as well, yesterday as well. So,
and I hope that remains after the competition too.
Yeah, inshallah.
Let's go to Team Bradford, Brother Umar, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, I'm lucky to be the first batch. Well, no, the first batch of teams of Bradford to take on this show, and alhamdulillah to go this far, especially, and alhamdulillah, I think the du'as of my mother really helped.
Allah.
So I think that's the main thing. And like I said, in the first round against Dewsbury, I mentioned that I did it for my son as well, for my Yusuf. And you know, my father's not here, but I wish he was here, but it would have been nice, man.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is our mashallah respected brother Umar, whose father had recently left this world for the eternal abode. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them ease and happiness and the best of the akhirah. May Allah ta'ala elevate their rank in the akhirah, make their grave a garden from the gardens of paradise. And mashallah, he also did mention from the beginning, he's recently had a child. Mashallah, Muhammad Yusuf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him too. Mashallah, Azza wa Jal. And he did mention the dua of the mother. Allahu Akbar. Mashallah, whilst you still have your mother, and this is for everybody who does have their mother, because only that person who has lost their mother can truly understand what it means to have a mother. Respect, honor your parents overall. Your mother is the door to Jannah. Your mother, Jannah lies at the feet of your mother. And your father is the middle door to Jannah. Wow. Allahu Akbar. So remember, please, you must respect and honor our parents whilst we do have them with us. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. And subhanAllah, the mother's dua, Brother Danielle.
Alhamdulillah, I was fortunate to represent Bradford and be alongside these two brothers, as well as meeting.
Are you alongside them, or are they alongside you?
They're alongside me.
MashaAllah.
On the sides.
On the sides.
And we met other brothers from Birmingham and different teams as well. Alhamdulillah, we got this opportunity to meet new brothers.
MashaAllah. Brilliant. Our English teacher, MashaAllah. Any last words?
Alhamdulillah, we had a really good time. We met a lot of brothers I wouldn't have probably met before, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think personally, there were three factors that contributed towards everything, and I think the first one was obviously preparation. Yeah. Like after the semi-finals, me and Omar, we got together, I think it was 11 in the night, up till 3 in the morning, we were just preparing.
Is that every day?
And that was just after semi-finals, because we
had to Oh, that's alright, subhanAllah, that was recently, yeah.
That was the first thing. The second thing is obviously the dua of the parents. Whenever I used to go home, they used to say, who are you playing against, how did it go, did you win, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them with goodness in this life and in the hereafter. Likewise, everyone's parents. And the third factor, this is personally, whenever I answered a question, I used to sometimes make mistakes, but whenever I recite salawat beforehand, alhamdulillah, it just became easier, and I noticed the change myself. So, yeah, that was subhanAllah.
Alhamdulillah, as you said, mashallah, many times previously too, that just taking part, just joining in, we are all winners. Alhamdulillah, everybody who learned a slight amount, one new verdict, one new mas'ala, mashallah, they are all winners too. We cannot forget, mashallah, what the audience, those who have been coming regularly, may Allah ta'ala bless you all, those who have joined us today, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your permissible du'as. In the studio today, this is our respected and honourable Khalid Bhai, mashallah, our respected Haji Khalid Attari, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. If you could also come and inshallah join us on stage, we'll take comments inshallah from everybody. It seems that the feedback wants to give you a chance that he's going to be preparing. I don't know if he's going to be taking notes back there, or is he just bringing the gifts?
He's just bringing the gifts.
Ji Khalid,
I think for me this was obviously the first time I sat in the audience. And I think, like one of the brothers said, that it gives us a realization that we think we have Islamic knowledge, but when we start studying, and then we realize what little we know. And I think, alhamdulillah, many of the brothers here have agreed with that. And I think there's a message there for all of us that we need to improve our knowledge, we need to sit with the scholars. And alhamdulillah, Dawah Islam has given us that platform in the form of Madri Channel, in the form of the books, in the form of the beyonds, in which we can increase our knowledge. And I think that's one thing I personally just realized in one episode today, that in reality, what little we do know. And I think all of us should make an intention today that we go away and improve our fundamental knowledge.
MashaAllah. There's one thing we've not done. MashaAllah, we brought our judges, they're coming with the gift.
Okay.
We've not told everybody as to who the winners are yet.
Okay. I think they've guessed.
Yeah. maybe they haven't, but we need to give them the score.
Okay.
And Khalid, we're hoping you can do that today, inshallah.
The final score. The final score. MashaAllah, Birmingham had a grand total of 96 points.
SubhanAllah!
And I think throughout you watching it all, and I think they made an incredible effort, but alhamdulillah, Bradford, without doubt, MashaAllah, they, as they say, performed on the day. I don't know what they did on the other episodes, but obviously they got here, so they must have performed on everyone. MashaAllah, they had a grand total of 105 points.
SubhanAllah!
Like we said earlier on, there are no losers, they're all winners, mashallah. You've all learned something, and I hope that we can all continue to learn as well.
Alhamdulillah, we also have our brother Nadeem Bhai, mashallah, Zimadar of Madinay Channel English UK.
Mashallah.
May Allah Ta'ala bless
Adon
him
too. Mashallah.
Come along and inshallah, And I think that they brought some more gifts with them too.
We've got lots of gifts today.
We've got a lot to be given out today.
Mashallah.
The winners of 2022 quiz time. This is the first ever, alhamdulillah. The winners we heard from our respected Khalid Bhai are MashaAllah Team Bradford.
SubhanAllah!
Team Bradford. We have three beautiful individuals. First we have Umar Khan.
MashaAllah.
Umar Khan, MashaAllah, is a student of Jamiat al-Madinah. Now, you could see that they have another package in an envelope. What is that? That is £500 for them to be able to travel to al-Madinah al-Munawwara. And in fact, I've got a question. What are your plans? Are you planning on going? When are you planning on going? Everybody's situation is different.
Inshallah, what, we did make a decision last time. Inshallah, we will be going. Hopefully,
Inshallah, any time in particular?
Hopefully, we'll look at the circumstances of each other.
Inshallah, Azzurrah. Inshallah, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. As well as this, mashallah, the another right in the middle, right in the center. The physics student. Alhamdulillah. Brother Daniel Ali.
Mashallah.
Again, mashallah, £500.
Mashallah.
Don't worry, we are going to be getting the tabarakat too.
Knowledge of the good side. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places.
The last and final, the English teacher.
Mashallah.
The English teacher, our brother Hafiz Shihab.
Mashallah, much more than an English teacher.
Mashallah.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Good time. Knowledge is but a light which Allah.
It's beautiful that they put you there just to show that yes, Bradford taking it. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal.
Inshallah, next year.
Inshallah.
We'll be back.
Inshallah, next year. Seriously, we'll be back. Next year. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah. Brilliantly performed throughout the entire competition, quiz time overall. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah, we have our brother who's been quite nervous throughout the hallway. But MashaAllah has performed magnificently, our brother Tariq Muhammad.
SubhanAllah.
Allah Ta'ala send you all to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah.
Ameen. Ameen.
They shall be given £250 each.
Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Good time. Knowledge is but a light which
Allah. Now, there are some individuals who really did shine.
MashaAllah.
Some people who really did shine. Some people who, MashaAllah, confident, intelligent, Alhamdulillah, self-respect. And at the same time, hard-working too. This MashaAllah. Is rare to find. MashaAllah, also a brother who has been always coming to the front, representing Team Birmingham in other segments, such as the multitasking, MashaAllah, the match it too. And Alhamdulillah, always smiling. Give us a smile now, that's it, there we go. This is our brother Nasir Ahmed.
MashaAllah.
Places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Good time. Knowledge is but a light which Allah.
Now lastly, MashaAllah, we did hear, we had the sign language too, didn't we, MashaAllah. That was the younger brother, this is the elder brother, who did come to the finals. And honestly, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's also studying Dars-e Nizami. May Allah ta'ala grant him barakah, grant him ilm al-nafi' and the ability to continue and complete it. May Allah ta'ala grant him steadfastness. But there's something else too. We spoke about the spelling. Now the spellings were difficult, weren't they?
They were.
This is a brother who did not, or was not able to complete his school. But yet he has come here and performed brilliantly in all the segments, and especially the spell test.
SubhanAllah. He's one of the original Madani Munnaz al-Munnaz.
MashaAllah.
I can remember him when he was like, the age of his younger brother.
Allah. This is Abu Bakr Siddiq.
SubhanAllah.
He has the best of names too, MashaAllah. Amongst the best of names.
Places in the heart. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of Deen. Let's learn.
MashaAllah, and at the end, yes, coming off on the platform on the stage. These are our two judges. I hope there's not enmity, Birmingham brothers.
No, of course not.
The rest of them.
I love these brothers.
No, of course there's not, mashallah. That's because these brothers, I think it's very difficult to have any of that for them. Mashallah, when you look at them, it brings the happiness. Alhamdulillah, and they've come bearing gifts.
SubhanAllah.
They come bearing gifts, but they don't realize they're going to get gifts as well.
Yes.
See, that's what they don't realize.
So, I think you might need to put that down now.
I think you need to give that to us, inshallah. Yeah. Because we've got gifts for you.
MashaAllah, honestly, from the very beginning. Now, Brother Zahid came to watch his own son perform too in the quiz time. MashaAllah, representing Manchester, that was. And Manchester team performed brilliantly. Alhamdulillah, and he stuck with us the entire way. But he was brought here by Brother Tawfiq. MashaAllah, both.
SubhanAllah.
MashaAllah, beautiful. Certificate of appreciation. Can we said we needed to test the judges.
Yes, we did.
Should we give them a test?
Yeah. And in the past,
spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Let us have a spin the wheel.
There's also a Brother Gohurbhai, MashaAllah, who's here.
MashaAllah, Brother Gohurbhai.
Well, if we can take them with you as well, inshallah.
Inshallah, Brother Gohurbhai also helps us. May Allah Ta'ala bless him.
We've got one more prize. One more prize to give, MashaAllah. And as you can see, MashaAllah, that every day in every one of these episodes, we've had the judges there, we've had the contestants there, but there's also one other person that's been here every day as well.
MashaAllah.
I want to know the MashaAllah, our star.
Are you going to tell me his name so I can introduce the Yoli Robert?
The name's on the placard, you'll be able to see it as well.
MashaAllah.
A lot of hard work has been put in this. I mean, what's happened is you may only see the fact that he's here and he's here for 3 or 4 hours, or however long it takes. But I know for a fact that Shabazz Madani has been for many, many months before this actual program started, preparing all of these questions, all of the syllabuses, everything. And I think you can understand how much time has been put in and effort has been put in to do that. You know, none of us have helped him in this. He's done this completely on his own. So behind the scenes, a lot of work has gone into this to be able to get us to this situation today. So today you've sat in a final, you know, 3 or 4 hours, mashallah. But behind the scenes, to get to here, to get to this stage, mashallah, Ustaz Sahib has put a lot of effort in. May Allah reward him and continue to
inshallah. Allahu Ameen.
As well as Ustaz Sahib Shabazz Madani and all of our contestants and our judges that are here every day. There are also other people that are here every day as well. Yeah. And I think we need to appreciate them. And these are the people that, you know, when we have gatherings, these are the people that nobody say, MashaAllah, you've done a fantastic job. Yeah. You'll say to the contestants, they've done a fantastic job. You'll say to the presenter, you've done a fantastic job. You'll say to the judges, you've done a fantastic job. But how many of us actually say, MashaAllah, to the technical staff, you've done a fantastic job.
MashaAllah.
So I think we need to appreciate the technical staff here as well. So we've got some gifts for them as well. If the technical staff can come up one by one. I know you can leave your cameras for a few minutes. Shabir, you can leave your camera. It's okay, don't worry. Ajaf. One by one, you can all come up, inshallah.
SubhanAllah.
Ashwafa, you can leave your camera, don't worry. It's not going to run away.
MashaAllah, Brother Shabir.
MashaAllah.
May Allah Ta'ala bless him. Every morning, rise and shine too.
Oh, I know, MashaAllah.
This set, MashaAllah, Khalid bhai, we need to mention this, we need to say this. Never before.
I just want you to say that this set, you know, again, we've got the technical team that behind the scenes, obviously running the cameras, but this set that you can see in front of you, you know, these brothers, they put it together themselves, so they're not just cameramen. You know, they actually got the nails out, the hammers out, the saws out, the wall out. Everything you see here was built by these brothers, MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah.
MashaAllah, they've cut themselves, they've heard, yes,
you know,
they have
been
heard.
Every day, not just behind the camera, but doing all this work as well.
And on top of all that, they've had me tell him, no, this needs to be like this. May Allah Ta'ala bless them, MashaAllah.
Yeah. Which was harder, making the set or dealing with you? The means by MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
Another person that's traveled long distance, MashaAllah. May Allah reward him.
Ameen.
Ziyad bhai, where's Ziyad bhai? Is he probably in the back room? Is he Ziyad bhai? If you can hear me. Aajo Ziyad bhai.
MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah.
We've another brother behind the scenes. We need to call him as well. Atiq bhai, MashaAllah.
But one other thing, MashaAllah, Atiqba has been doing, which is a very, very difficult task, and I think it's the first time too, that everything, MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you, everything you've been seeing on the screen, every mistake is his fault. But every, MashaAllah. No, it's gone brilliant, Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
All due to, MashaAllah, respected brother Atiqba.
MashaAllah.
May Allah Ta'ala bless you.
Allah.
You're cruel sometimes. Even when you were asking the questions and you give them the answers and you're putting them in doubt, I was getting in doubt. I don't know how it was going through you guys. It was quite a mashallah. But anyway.
Barakallah. We also have our tabarakat, mashallah. For the winners. Now, mashallah, we've heard from the very beginning. Mashallah. We've heard from the very beginning the water, which is also to be given to you guys. And I'm thinking, inshallah, we will send extra for Umar Ba'i's mother too, mashallah. The du'as, mashallah, inshallah, we'll be sending them an extra. Just because this is the last and final one, I'll state it again. This contains various blessed waters. Zamzam water, the water from the Ghusl Ka'bah Sharif, the rain of Makkah al-Mukarramah, from the Ghusl Gumbad al-Khadra, the rain water of Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, from the Bi'r Uthman radiallahu an, Bi'r Ruha, the spring of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Ghusl from Ghusif al-Sharain rahmahullah, the Bi'r Mufruhat, Bi'r Bishrab, dam of Amir Ahli Sunnah, Damat Barakat al-Aliya, Madrasa, from the water from the Madrasa of Ghusif rahmahullah ta'ala. MashaAllah, this is for our winners. And one other individual and everybody we must pray for. One is Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. Amir Ahli Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami. Really, even I would not be here if it was not for them, and none of us would have. We wouldn't have this, we wouldn't have anything. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, they have taught us so much. They have brought us here to where we are. And Alhamdulillah, you are watching Madinah Channel due to that individual too. Their hard work day and night, mashallah. And we pray that Allah Ta'ala grant them a long and happy life. May Allah Ta'ala keep their shadow amongst us. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to continue and walk in their footsteps, inshallah. Also, we have, mashallah, Chadr Mubarak of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahli Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Ida Khan Braili Rahmullah Ta'ala, the Qaleen from Masjid al Nabawi Sharif. As well as Ghilafi Ka'bah al-Musharrafa. MashaAllah, so many, you can't even hold them. Also, MashaAllah, for our brother Daniel. Ji, brother Daniel, the water. The Chadr Mubarak, MashaAllah. Qaleen Sharif, from Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. And the Ghilafi Ka'bah al-Musharrafa. MashaAllah, as well as MashaAllah, Hafiz Shihab, the water, may Allah Ta'ala bless you. Shadr Mubarak, MashaAllah. Qaleen Sharif from Al Masjid Al Nabawi. InshaAllah, way, inshaAllah, you shall go. InshaAllah, we shall all go. May Allah Ta'ala take us all, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah, also, Khalid Bhai.
Sufi Madinah, MashaAllah.
Khalid Bhai, inshaAllah, the water. To
mashallah.
Our brother Tariq Mahmood.
Subhanallah.
So they are given water and ghilafi Ka'bah al-Musharrafa. MashaAllah. MashaAllah, brilliant. And also our brother Abu Bakr Siddiq.
MashaAllah.
Water.
MashaAllah. I think you can finish with the last one.
Idua. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا الله عز وجل, please forgive us for each and every single one of our sins. يا الله, please pardon all of our mistakes. يا الله, if there is anything wrong which we have mentioned, any mistakes we may have made, if we may have hurt another Islamic brother, especially during this competition, يا الله, please forgive us. يا الله عز وجل, grant us mutual love, respect. يا الله, grant us the ability to respect our parents. Ya Allah, who Azza wa Jalla bless our parents. Ya Allah, who Azza wa Jalla grant them, and those who are alive, Ya Allah, grant them a long and healthy life. And those who have passed away, Ya Allah, grant them the best of the Akhirah. Ya Allah, grant them Jannah. Ya Allah, who Azza wa Jalla, all the audience members, if there's any, all the viewers of Madinah Channel, if there's anybody that is ill from their families, Ya Allah, grant them all a quick and swift shifa. Ya Allah, those who may have passed away from our families, Ya Allah, grant them the foods and drinks of Jannah. Ya Allah, who Azza wa Jalla, those brothers who have taken part in the competition, the contestants, wherever they may have came from, Ya Allah, for every single second of their journey, for every step of their journey, Ya Allah,
make that a step closer to Jannah. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for all of the efforts, Ya Allah, grant them all the ilm and nafi'. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, our respected cameramen, Ya Allah, grant them blessings. Grant them blessings and happiness in this world and akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us all in our health, in our wealth, in our sustenance. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilm and nafi'. Ya Allah, please grant us the ilm and nafi'. Ya Allah, please protect us from that knowledge which is not good for us. From that knowledge which may ever lead us astray. Ya Allah, please bless our Amir Ahl Sunnah. Ya Allah, please grant them happiness. Ya Allah, please grant them ease. Ya Allah, if there's any pain, any difficulty they may be suffering, Ya Allah, please remove that difficulty. Ya Allah, grant them a long and healthy life. Ya Allah, keep them with us. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, our respected Amira Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, our Nigrani Shura, our Rakini Shura, all the Zimadar all over the world, Ya Allah, for the sake of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, grant them all and us steadfastness in Dawat Islami. Ya Allah, grant us all the ability to do the works of Dawat Islami. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, especially our Amira Ahl Sunnah, our Rakini Shura, grant them more blessings in this world and in the Akhirah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala habibihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, that's all for today. That's all for this year quiz time. Quiz time 2022. Now, if you think this was exciting, you've got to watch the next one. Inshallah, quiz time 2023. We're already announcing it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, pray that inshallah we can return and have another quiz time. Inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Continue to watch Madani Channel. This is the end. Quiz time 2022. Sallu ala al habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Knowledge is light, knowledge is light, knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart. Let's learn knowledge of deen. Let's learn knowledge of thee.